This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'll begin today's show with Lucy Dacus, one of my very favorite musicians making music these days. Lucy is a fabulous storyteller and singer. Last year's album, Home Video, told intimate tales from her childhood and teenage years. Now, an unreleased song from that album is out. It's called Kissing Lessons, and here's Lucy with the song's origin story.
Kissing Lessons is about basically what the lyrics say. It's about practicing kissing with my friend Rachel when I was 7 and she was 8. I was so stressed out about my first kiss for some reason when I was younger, and I thought since she was older than me, even if by 1 year, she must know more about it. And she definitely let me believe that. And she gave me lessons, and we always pretended to be the other person's crush. So there wasn't really any idea of being gay at the time. I don't even know if anyone taught me about being gay by that point in my life. So it was always for the future men in our lives, but it did happen to be my favorite activity. So in retrospect, yeah, I think of it as a very sweet and innocent, formative queer experience.
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win my man, and she said, I know just the thing. Give me lip gloss and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing.
The sounds of Lucy Dacus and the song Kissing Lessons. There's a sweet video for the song, and I'll post that on the All Songs Considered page. When Illuminati Hotties finished their 2020 album Let Me Do One More, Sarah Tutson also had a tune that just didn't make the album. The song has the fabulous title Sandwich Sharer. And here's Sarah to take us to this fun tune.
Sandwich Sharer is such a funny little tune. I recorded it when I was in the studio tracking my latest LP, Let Me Do One More. And for some reason, Sandwich Sharer never quite fit into the final track sequence. I was trying to capture a tumultuous brand of nostalgia, of feeling done but not quite over it, if you know what I mean. A dedication to the irreverence and temporality that can be found in something as truly as corny as falling in and out of love while your life marches relentlessly forward. While we were recording this tune, we really zeroed in on trying to make those tempo changes feel natural. I've always been fascinated with bands who play so tightly. It's almost as if they're telepathically connected. I guess in some ways they are. Big Thief comes to mind, James Jamerson and Benny Benjamin on old Motown records, The Band, anyone who can effortlessly float around a song and make it feel alive. I'm not quite sure that I'm there yet, but musically, I wanted to write a song as a vehicle to kind of explore that type of movement with my band.
Sandwich Sharers from Illuminati Hotties is a standalone song. It's out just in time for their world tour, which kicks off today in California. Matty Diaz has an EP of collaborations and reworking of songs from her 2021 album, History of a Feeling. The collaborations include Angel Olsen, Courtney Marie Andrews, Natalie Hemby, and Waxahachie. I want to play that collaboration with Waxahachie's Katie Crutchfield, and I have Matty Diaz to tell us what this partnership on the song Resentment meant to her.
I have been such a huge fan of Waxahachie for some years now, and her most recent record, St. Cloud, was really the soundtrack to 2020 and 2021 for me. I've spent a lot of time with Katie in my ears, so to have her singing Resentment with me is very otherworldly in the most wonderful way. It's even more surreal to be recording this from her tour bus while we're touring the country together. And anyway, I'm just really glad that I get to have this recording of this moment in time for forever.
I feel loved on and I feel used. Nobody makes me feel the way you do. And sometimes I just can't stand it. Isn't that just the thing about us? I'm still thinking you could be the one, but you're always taking me for granted. I got something I gotta get off of my chest. I've been staying up while you're sleeping in my bed. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that, 'cause you hurt me. There's a part of you that you can't help, and you say you can't do it, just do it for my sake. Ooh, it's a shame knowing we could be good, that you could treat me better if you really wanted to. And if you can't do it for my sake, do it for our sake. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that, 'cause you hurt me. You let me down, but you let me down, you let me down. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that, 'cause you hurt me. I'm more than sad. I've been building up this thing for months. Oh.
Matty Diaz, along with Waxahachie and the song Resentment, the New Feelings version. It's from the EP Same History, New Feelings, and that comes out on March 4th. We'll take a break. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The Korean-Canadian musician Luna Lee grew up with a multitude of musical instruments. Her mom ran a music school, and Luna Lee was classically trained on piano, then violin, and harp. She took up the electric guitar and began making beats, and took her poems and turned them into songs. Her debut album is called Duality, and it includes collaborations with Jay Somm, and in the song I'm about to play, called Silver Into Rain, it features Bia Badoobie. Here's Luna Lee to talk about the song and their collaboration.
Silver Into Rain is about longing to become a better self. In the song, I'm lamenting all of the things about myself that I feel are holding me back in life, and how sometimes it can feel like everything you touch turns bad and turns to rain. I'm really proud of the song, and it's become one of my favorites to play live. It feels like a really personal yet relatable sentiment to feel like you're falling short of your own expectations, and writing the song helped me to take a step back from the spiral I was in when I wrote the lyrics, to get it all out in the music and feel better in the end. This was an older song of mine, and we had pretty much finished it. My producer Brayden and I, having recorded it in his studio, him on the drums and bass, and me on the guitars, synths, harp, and vocals. But then the idea came up of adding a feature, and there happened to be kind of a perfect instrumental section in the middle of it for an extra verse. I especially wanted another Asian woman to collaborate with, and so I reached out to Bibi Dubi, which felt like a bit of a long shot, but she was down to do it, which was really exciting. I sent the song over, and she really vibed with it and recorded her parts for it over in the UK. I was so excited when she sent it over, and I really think she came in with the most angelic voice and perfect sentiment for the song and elevated it to a really exciting place. It finally felt complete.
The music of Luna Lee, who's joined by Bibi Dubi on the song Silver Into Rain. There's a gorgeous video for this song. I'll put it on the All Songs Considered site. I'm often fascinated by the origin tales of songs. You hear stories of dreams turning into tunes or some sort of divine intervention. On the new album Monoflora from River Wireless, there's a song called Heaven and Light that opens the album. It's a song about kindness and love and more. I asked the band to tell me the song's tale, and what Daniel Sheeran told me turned out to be kind of mind-blowing.
So just recently I stumbled across an old photo that I had taken about 10 years ago. I took it when I noticed a single page that was lost from a book and floating in a pond. And the page in the water had only a single line, and it read, "Peace is every step." I didn't recognize these words when I took the photo, but when I ran back across them 10 years later, I learned that this is a book, as you might know, by the Buddhist monk and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh. I also learned that he had just died that Saturday, 95 years, and dies that very week as I rediscover the words he leaves behind. So it got me thinking about this song, Heaven and Light, about the connectedness that we all share. Past, present, future, and life and death, all of it. Generation to generation, everything we know and think and use has been passed down and built upon and passed down, and so on and so on. And sometimes we get tied up in irrelevant details and fight over the who, what, whens of who believes what, and we forget this greater connection that we share. It's unfortunate. And this song is about that to some degree. One day I was on the road and feeling especially frustrated by the state of our country, you know, the constant bickering and pettiness of the national conversation. And I had a moment to myself and I got to call my wife. And she didn't really say anything in particular, she was just telling me about her day. But I remembered then how kind the world can be and how much we all have in common and how ultimately that path is truer and more righteous and more freeing than the fighting will ever be.
Lay me
River Wireless, the opening track to their fourth album on Aflora, is called Heaven and Light, and the album is out April 8th. And they also begin an East Coast tour right around then. And there's yet another astonishing video to be seen for this song, also on the All Songs Considered site. We lost a great singer at the end of January. Norma Waterson passed away at the age of 82. She's best known for singing with her siblings in the English folk band The Watersons, but she also recorded solo works with music with her daughter Eliza Carthy and husband Martin Carthy. The influence that Norma Waterson and her band had on British and American folk music in the 1960s was enormous. From Fairport Convention to Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, and those sounds echo today. In fact, the last tune from River Wireless is a good example. So I'd like to go out on a song from Norma Waterson. It's the title track to her album released in 2000 called Bright, Shiny Morning. I'm Bob Boylan, and for NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
For my sad heart is aching, my poor heart is breaking. I'm deep in salvation and surely must die. Send for the young man that first introduced me. Send for that young man who hurried my fate. For my poor head is aching and my bones they are breaking. I'm deep in salvation and surely must die.
Come and
all the people will smell me when I'm passing them by. For my name is Loretta, but don't call my name.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
With NPR Plus, there's more to hear, like extended interviews with some of the experts we talk to at Planet Money and The Indicator.
It's a mistake for economists to only think about economic efficiency when considering policies, because you'll actually wind up with a worse outcome.
And with NPR Plus, you help keep NPR going. Learn more at plus.npr.org.